This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To welcome in a third member here, and it's not just any third member. River Island's guest line joining us right now, 49ers Hall of Famer, Brent Jones. Hey, Brent, congratulations, man. How did that all go down? Like, what happens when you make the Hall of Fame?
Mark, thanks. It's great to be on, brother. Well, I was kicking around my house this summer. My phone rang, and I look, and it said it was Jed York. And I mean, I've talked to Jed a few times over the years, but I just figured they were going to have a 49er event or a charity thing. And I picked up the phone, and he said, yeah, I'd like to speak with the next member of the 49ers Hall of Fame. And, man, it put me on my heels big time. And so I stumbled around for a few seconds and then told him how much it meant. It was awesome. He was great. We sat and talked for 10 minutes and said they were going to make a big deal out of it. And, man, they did. It was really cool.
Yeah, I actually golfed with one of your former teammates, Todd Del Porto, and he was telling me all about it. And he was just so thrilled to be able to see it and watch you go in. And so, yeah, do you get like a red and gold jacket, unlike the gold jacket in Canton?
Yeah, that is good. That is great. Way to drop TDP. Yeah, he had said that he was golfing with you. Got a red jacket, and it's pretty wild. The 49ers contracted years ago Armani, and so it's my only piece of Armani clothing, which is cool. And Armani, I guess, does no red fabric other than one thing, the 49ers Hall of Fame jacket.
Wow.
Came out amazing. They've had other teams contact them about doing their jackets, and they decided, you know what, we're just in business with the 49ers. So it's the only one they do. It's pretty cool. Went into San Francisco. My guy Alex Mack was just a stud. He made everything special. And so all of a sudden, I'm an Armani guy. Who would have thought?
I mean, I've never kind of taken you for that kind of a guy, Brent. How does it feel?
You're right, Mark. I probably didn't even know how to spell it until 6 months ago.
Like, which country club are you joining now?
Exactly. No, it was great. It was cool. The 49ers went way overboard. Everything was special. It was great. Bunch of my old teammates came in, and that made it the best. It was just really something.
We're hanging out with Brent Jones right here on Witherden Tibbs 95.7 The Game. Brent, can you relate at all to what we're watching right now? I feel like a lot of the great teams that you were on kind of swaggered in as the big dog in the NFC a lot of the time, or at least one of them. And I'm not saying that this group isn't that, but it hasn't really looked or felt that way, at least because of the injuries all year long. But here we are, and the numbers say otherwise. Can you relate to this at all?
You know, Mark, I love hearing you say that. You know what? The numbers say otherwise, and I think that's one of the things that we relate to. And there were some years where we finished on top, and we certainly had the strut, and there were some years that we maybe that we didn't have the home field advantage, and we still had a lot of confidence behind our team and behind the locker room. And so these guys have been remarkable, though, Mark and Gibbs. I don't know that I've ever seen, from a fan's perspective, a team that is more rewarding to watch, because we're all aware of the handful of shortcomings that we have. But in spite of that, they are playing like they don't give a crap. We're just going to go out and find a way to win. And whether it's guys that are second string and have to step up and be starters, rookies that were third string that all of a sudden are playing a bunch of snaps, guys that we haven't heard of. I mean, the defense, it feels like there's a different guy playing a different spot every week. There was weeks without Kittle, and Jake Ton just stepped up big time. Obviously, Mac Jones was huge when Purdy was out. I mean, it just continues on. And as a fan, the expectations when we lost all these guys, especially on the defensive side of the ball, was, man, there goes the season. And now we're two games away from the number one seed. And it's been a blast to watch, because let's face it, it's not perfect, but W's are all that matters, and we've got plenty of those.
Yeah, and last night, the eye test was just so enjoyable to watch. 48 points up on the board. And, you know, Kittle, the only piece of bad news with the ankle. We'll see how that goes. But just, you know, your thoughts on George Kittle and also Jake Tongis and how good he's been just filling in when George has been out.
Well, I mean, you know, this team revolves around Kittle, and the offense is so important. When he's going, everybody else is coming free, and it's huge. It even opens up Christian in the running back position, you know, some of the holes. And so it's just so significant. So we need him healthy, and we've got to get him ready to go. He's certainly the emotional leader. There's just a different feel when he's on the sideline and not able to be out there. And so, man, he better be healthy. And if there's any question, I'd say let's go ahead and rest him this weekend. I want the one seed, but I want him ready for the playoffs no matter what. Ton just came out of nowhere, has been a stud, not only blocking but catching the ball, making big plays, big third downs all the whole 5 weeks that George was out, big touchdown catches. He made that catch last night, and I thought, there's no way he's in. And after that replay, I think he got that foot in. Yeah. Remarkably, it was a hell of a catch, and I wish the kid would have gotten credit for it, because that would have been a hell of a challenge, and I think it was a touchdown. But he's kind of one of the poster boys for this season. So nobody really knew his name, nobody knew of him, and he's had to take on a significant role, and that's really kind of the story of the 2025 San Francisco 49ers.
Brent, I love the sentence about George Kittle. He better be ready. I'm always wanting to ask guys who played this question, and it's actually maybe centered around Ricky Pearsall right now a little bit more than any other player. Kyle Shanahan said something, and I think he was talking about Guerrero in the offseason. He said something to the effect of he needs to learn how to stay healthy in this league. To what level is player health a player's responsibility?
Well, Mark, it's a great question. I don't know if anybody's asked me that, but it is a player's responsibility. It's not just happenstance. It's coming in early in the morning, getting your treatment, staying on top of it, listening to the doctors, listening to the trainers, going home after your full day, extra ice at home, extra stretching, just doing things that you need to do. And it's got to be a 24/7 focus on staying healthy and maintaining your body, especially during the season, and just kind of your focus. And this time of year, after you've played so many games, it's super, super important heading into the playoffs, because guys are just a little bit more beat up. There's more wear and tear, and you leave yourself susceptible to muscle pulls and things along those lines. And so totally, you got to be a responsible veteran, almost an obsessed person with your body and your health during the course of a season.
Is part of that too knowing in the offseason when to dial it back? Because the word on Ricky is that he doesn't know when to dial it back, and that may be why he comes into camp sometimes with these soft tissue things.
Yeah, you know, of all the things that you can have, if that's one of your bad characteristics, that's pretty good. But you've got to learn to kind of step off the gas, Dibs. And you know that. Like, you got to just say, hey, okay, you know, I got to be ready. I got to be this, got to be that. But at some point in time, if you're in amazing shape and you're all this, but you're banged up because you know, you pulled a muscle and you can't play, it doesn't matter. And so there's great athletes and great competitors that understand kind of, you know, when to turn it on, when to coast, when to, you know, make sure your body's healthy and when you can take some downtime. So, but I will say, I love Ricky's overall work ethic. I think the guy's going to be a stud. He's had a little bit of a fluky thing, I think, with the knee this year, but man, we need him as well. Cause we get everybody out there. There are weapons everywhere.
Brent, what does a year like this say to you about Kyle Shanahan?
I've been a huge Kyle guy for a long time, and there's ebb and flow to a coaching career. In some years you've got the boys and everybody's ready to go and everybody's healthy and you're dialing it up and everything's coming together. One or two injuries can put you back. Never the amount that he's had to deal with this year. I think it's been so significant. His in-game strategy, his play calling has been excellent. He's been right on top of it. He's very well aware. It's one of those things where people know the few shortcomings that we have and how we have to account for them. And that goes into managing a game. It goes into calling plays. It goes into, you know, when you use Christian McCaffrey, you know, 80% of the time, or you give him a few extra breathers on the sideline during the course of a big series. And so just to manage all that and manipulate it, I think for sure he's the coach of the year. Now, will he get that award? No, because there's some teams that have underperformed massively over the years that got new coaches that have kind of brought them back up to, you know, at high level. And so I get it, and he probably gets it, but it would be nice for him to have that national recognition, because I think he's just outcoached everybody this year.
His odds went from 6-1 down to about 3-1 over the last, I guess, 24 or 48 hours. So there's been some movement there. Mark said something earlier, Brent, and it's the old cliche of defense wins championships. And I wonder, looking at this Niner defense, first of all, is that just a cliche or is it true? And can this Niner D be capable enough to get it done for them?
Well, you know, Tibbs, I think every week we all hold our breath. And I think that's going to be the way it's going to be. Like, there's no knight in shining armor all of a sudden rushing in to save our defense. One of the greatest things, though, is the fact that we've got a bunch of young guys that have learned, that have multiple games under their belts, that have experienced what it's like to be in big games, what it's like to play in tough situations from ahead, from behind, against good running, against good throwing teams. And I think you'll see signs that we're making progress. So last night, our run defense was pretty dang good against Jonathan Taylor, which says a lot. And I think when Tatum Bethune is healthy, I feel like our run defense is a little bit better. And just,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
More on top of things. One issue, obviously, last night was we didn't get enough pressure on Phillip Rivers, and that puts pressure on our secondary. And so it felt like there were a lot of guys running open last night from the Colts initially. But, you know, this is a war of attrition. And in the end, yards against the defense don't matter. It's really about points. And we've been able to come out on top multiple times on that. And so I kind of feel like we're a little bend but don't break. Sometimes we break, but we have great coaching coming behind that with Robert Saleh kind of putting guys in the right places and dialing up certain plays. And it doesn't always look pretty, but I think, and I figured you guys would attest to this, out of all the years in the NFL that I can recall, this year more than anybody, it's a free-for-all. Anybody can win it. And our team has gained an awful lot of confidence. We've had an awful lot of young guys play. Our offense, when healthy, is as good as anybody in the NFL. Our defense is fighting. But one thing no one ever really talks about is our special teams has improved massively. So if you have two of the three that are really, really operating at high level, that third one, pulling up the defense and playing there, I think we can do it. And I think right now, we got as good a shot as anybody.
The great Brent Jones is with us here on Weatherden & Dibs 95.7 The Game. Hey, man, what do you do on Christmas? What did you ask for this year?
That's a great question. I was so smart the day before I came out for the big Hall of Fame weekend, I tore my bicep. And so I had bicep surgery. So I'm asking for a new arm because I'm walking around in a sling. I'm an old man.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, what the heck? How did this happen? So I rallied. I used adrenaline during the Hall of Fame weekend. But now I'm sitting with a kind of a half cast and a sling.
Oh, man. Look under the tree. Does it look like anything that wrapped under there looks like a new arm?
You know, I'm going to look. There could be a few things that are wrapped up
okay.
That a new arm could fit in.
Yeah, I wonder if you can even unwrap presents with that bum arm. You may have to use your teeth, Brent.
You're right. It's good and bad, Dibs. First of all, I can't wrap presents, and I can't do dishes for the next couple weeks. So this onslaught of great games and Christmas and New Year's, man, I'm going to be crushing it. So I probably won't even notice that I'm down and frustrated until probably January 3rd or 4th.
No dishes, no wrapping presents. You have me considering breaking my arm, Brent.
there you go, Mark. That sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. Hey, man, what an absolute treat to have you on the show and catch up and talk to you. You're always the best, and congratulations again on the Hall of Fame, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Oh, thanks, guys. You guys have a great one. It was great being on, and let's get this team rocking and rolling down the stretch, huh?
Let's go.
No doubt.
Let's go, man. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Brent. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Brent Jones right here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. That guy is he's always one of the best to talk to.
Yeah.
What a dude.
Super good guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.